Maybe it was looking at Mount Rainier. I was, yesterday I took a tour down, not a tour, I went down the coast, past the airport, that is, and I saw Mount Rainier again, and I realized what a thing to see when I was, like 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, delivering a newspaper route in Seattle and looking out there and seeing this ghostly, vast, supernatural, gorgeous brilliance of this mountain out there. And then I went over to West Seattle, where I used to live on 35th Avenue Southwest, and walked up one street and realized I was looking out at Puget Sound and the islands and the mountains in the distance, and that was also what I grew up with. So I think that's really part of it. And then after that, when I was just a little young, a little older than that, went to the Middle West and started haunting bookstores and found things like Jacob Burma and Swedenborg, and wasn't long till I discovered William Blake's work, and I said, "Whoa, this is speaking to me," or the work of Kenneth Patchen or E. E. Cummings, or also painting by people like Jackson Pollock, and I was interested in biology, painting. For me, consciousness and spirituality, I can't distinguish between the spirit and matter. They seem to be the same thing to me. Spirit and substance are exactly the same thing.
Isn't that the big revelation of our time? It's the scientists, the atomic physicists are saying the same thing that the...
They're saying the same thing that was said by the Huayan Buddhists in the 9th century AD, that it's all made out of nothing. Whether now they talk about superstring theory instead of flower garland nothingness physics Buddhism, but it's beginning to sound an awful lot alike.
Yeah,
not like people said in the 60s, when they were doing things like the dancing Wu Li masters or Fritjof Capra's book, The Tao of Physics. This is at a kind of higher level than that.
Yeah.
And nobody's even remarking about it except you and me right now on the radio.